Yeah, so I honestly don't know how to open this up. I'm Allie Weimer. This is Chattitude. I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't anticipate that I would have a single listener. And honestly, it's not really my goal. Maybe I'll collect a family member or a friend along the way that winds up listening to this. I don't know. I've been wanting to do a podcast for a while, and I am, of course, very late to the game. I mean, oh my God, you can't throw a stick without hitting a podcast that's named something. I don't know. Type in paperclip. There's a podcast named Paperclip. So, anyways, again, don't anticipate me really, drumming up a bunch of listeners. Life has been just so crazy and serious. I mean, I'll get a little bit into that later, but yeah, I just wanted to do something different. And so Chattitude is really about nothing. I wanted to kind of be lighthearted and have fun and mix it up with my friends. In fact, later today, one of my friends that I've known since middle school, my dear friend Debbie, is going to be dialing in and we'll talk a little bit. But I figured like whatever's top of mind is what we'll talk about. It's funny too, because when you post a podcast, it makes you select a category. And I'm like looking through the categories and I'm like, can I pick them all? You can't, by the way. You can't pick all categories. So I picked like lifestyle because I don't know. I mean, I might talk about sports. I live outside of Philadelphia. Guess what? Brace yourself. Every Philadelphia sports I'm a psycho about, and not in the way that you read in the news, because all our Philly fans, we're not like you see on the news. We don't throw snowballs at Santa and all that crazy shit. We're really, I mean, some of us do punch police horses in the mouth, but I'm not one of those people, but I am a diehard Philly fan. But that aside, see, look, I already went off on a tangent about Philly sports. We'll save that for another time. But yeah, so Chattitude is really about just anything. What's on people's minds, what's on my friends' minds, that kind of thing. So this is my very first episode, and God, I hate politics. I hate politics so much, but I'm afraid I'm gonna talk about it. I'm gonna talk about the election. So if I had a listener, I'm sure I just lost you. That's fine. But the election's only a few days away, and I don't know how I don't talk about it. And I know that was a double negative, but and by the time this gets posted, I don't even know. I don't know what my timeline is or what my goal is, but the election may have already occurred by the time this gets posted. But nonetheless, it's 3 days away, and it's giving everyone anxiety, including myself. I just pray for the best. I pray for the best for this country and for our future generations, including my children. I will tell you that I am definitely in the middle. I think the middle is the best, by the way. I know that's self-serving, but so be it. I am left of middle. I won't fool you. I won't for 1 minute deceive you. I am definitely left of middle. I am not a Trump supporter. Go, shocker. So I just feel like the extremes on both sides are the issue. I think that there's an issue, there's a problem when you are so deep rooted in your pre-existing belief that you refuse to listen or to any information or facts or data that may contradict that belief, that pre-existing belief. And that's a dangerous place to be. That's a cult, right? And Lord, I know that I'm not here to try to convince anyone otherwise, but God, I would hope if I was in a cult that my family and friends would try to do everything to bust me out. Keep feeding me information and bust me out. But yeah, it's been really scary that when things are so plain as day, or there's information and you don't want to believe it, or there's conspiracy theories and things like that's like a dark place, and a place that's I think is giving me the most fear of how much that has happened. And it's not changing with misinformation and AI and all of those things. I won't go down that rabbit hole, but I mean, just the other day I had someone tell me how Project 2025 was invented by Democrats. And I was like, oh my God, are you serious? It's like, well, that was a pretty sophisticated Democratic joke. I mean, it's like what, 900 pages, and there's like all like, what, 50 ultra conservative groups back it, and Trump's former cabinet members like Vault like literally said he's the architect of it, but yet it's all a Democratic hoax. Like, okay, come on now. Come on now. And my one friend was like, yeah, who is a Trump supporter, was like, yeah, no, that was invented by Democrats. And I was like, okay, thank you. So, I mean,
I honestly don't care if you're Democrat or Republican. I do think Trump is a whole different category. That's another story. But even if you support him, it's just the refusing to acknowledge things that may go against what you want to believe. It's an uncomfortable place to be. No human likes to hear information that may contradict something that they truly believe. Nobody wants to hear that. But when you start to refuse listening to any of that information, again, it's just a dangerous place. So I won't, you know, beat that dead horse anymore. But that, I think that's what scares me the most. And I just hope we get out of it.
All right. So hello, Debbie.
Ah, hi.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
So yeah. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I thought we could talk a little bit about the election because it's upon us and there's a lot of feelings I'm having right now.
Yeah. Anxiety.
Anxiety, nervousness.
Terror.
Excitement.
Yeah.
Hope.
Hope. That's a good one. Yeah. I was explaining earlier before I had you join that I'm a middle person, but I definitely lean left. Like I won't deceive people.
You know, I would say the same about myself, but I think it's fair to say that many people don't fall into one bucket because there's a lot of different issues that you may stand very far left on one and very far right on another, or some other combination more in the middle, such as social issues, where I think you and I know that we're both aligned as we're both pretty liberal, probably some would even say progressive on social issues such as gay marriage or all of the different pronouns. Listen, I'll be the very first to tell you, I don't understand the pronouns. I don't know what they all are. I don't get the feeling of being in different pronouns, but I also don't care when other people want me to define them a certain way. Like, I don't want to tell someone else you have to be a he or a she. If you want to be a they. It doesn't affect my life. And I don't think, where politics come in, I don't think it's up to anyone but every individual to determine what they are.
Yeah. Well, and I think the point is that we're in the middle and it depends on the topic or the issue where you lie. For us, that we're not so deep-rooted in one side or the other.
Right. But other social issues such as the environment.
Yeah.
The Green New Deal is considered very progressive. I don't know a ton about it, but I want this earth to be here for hundreds of years. And I know through science that the human race is destroying it.
Yeah. So that's one thing. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say that's one thing I was kind of in my preamble saying that I think, and I probably will offend people, but I have people in both these camps, my friends and family. It's those extremes on both sides that are the issue for me because they're so tied to their pre-existing belief that they refuse to acknowledge facts and data like science that, you know, like especially people that believe that, you know, climate change is a hoax.
Like I become speechless. I don't know how you can make the argument that it's a hoax. Science, I don't understand the people, and I'm going to say it, on the right who don't believe in science on many things. And the environment, climate change, I mean, my God, it snows less and less every winter. The summers, we have more and more heat waves. Yeah. Like, the hurricanes, the tornadoes, the extreme weather, it has gotten exponentially worse since we were kids.
Yeah. So what are we thinking about Tuesday?
Well, it's hard because I know that the news I watch leans my way and I can admit that and own it. I don't form my opinions based on the news I watch, luckily. Yeah. But based on the news I watch, I feel okay. But I also know that we're not going to know until we know. I would like to believe it, that Kamala's going to win. I'm concerned that we live in a state that literally could make or break the winner.
Yeah, we do.
That's crazy. I can't believe that. Like, how did that happen?
The past few elections. Like, Pennsylvania is the biggest, what, swing state as far as electoral votes. So, yeah, we are a big deciding factor. And we are purple.
I just, you know, and like, there's a lot of people that if we take 10 steps back from, I'll call it his rhetoric, there are so many people that will say, I don't care that he's rude. I don't care that he insults other people. I don't care that he makes racist comments. I was doing better when he was president. The economy was better. The borders were more secure. Listen, I'm not going to argue with someone over those kinds of things. I will say this, economically speaking, I was just as good 4 years ago as I am now. I am no worse off. Yes, my groceries cost me more. Yes, inflation is real. But something I learned about in the industry I used to work in is called the economic cycle. And there are peaks and valleys to the economy. And, you know, one extreme is a recession, even God forbid a depression. And the other is a bull market. It's a cycle that doesn't have time measurements that our economy constantly moves in and out of. And I believe it should be taught in high schools as part of basic curriculum so that everyone has an understanding. Because unfortunately, you've seen it, we've all seen it. People blame the presidency for a lot of things that are actually normally part of the economic cycle. Some people will argue that a president's policies affect it, and that's true. But things like gas prices and inflation are different. They're affected by supply, demand, other countries. And there's so many other factors that it frustrates me to the point where I just clam up.
I know.
And I just don't want to argue with people because it's just not worth it. I'm not going to change their mind. So I'm just going to let them believe it. And unfortunately, I hope that doesn't mean that the people that have these, I'll call uneducated opinions, aren't the majority that pick our president.
I you said economy. I would also add government. Like they're like just a basic economics and basic government courses should be required when you're young.
Yeah.
because the economy is actually booming. I know inflation is not, right? If inflation is high and like what you
said, it's a lagging indicator though.
Yes. And it's global. And if you look at, people don't know, Google what the G7 is, but it's seven countries, including US and Italy and France, et cetera. But the G7 all followed the exact, as well as other countries, the exact inflation spike. With the US, as bad as we were lower. We were the lowest.
Yep.
But we all followed the same curve post-pandemic, yet it's Biden's fault. So is Biden responsible for the world's inflation? Like, this is where you got to understand it's bigger than that.
But there are people that would say, yes, Allie, that's scary.
I know. That's where it's concerning. And you can't convince them otherwise. It's just that's how they're going to believe it. But back to that, like, not understanding basic economics is one, and not understanding basic government construct is another. And neither of us would ever preach to someone like that makes you I think a lot of people think of uneducated as stupid. I would never associate the two.
That's a really
that might not understand certain concepts. I certainly don't understand everything, right?
But me neither.
Stupid, by any means.
I think that's a really interesting perspective and a good one. Like calling someone uneducated isn't calling them stupid. It's saying expressing opinions about something they don't have all of the facts on. So they're not educated on their opinion. And let's face it, many people spout the opinions of their loved ones that may or may not be more educated, and particularly marriages. And maybe you've heard about this controversial commercial where Julia Roberts endorses Kamala Harris and says to women, you don't have to vote where your husband's voting. If your husband's voting for Trump, that doesn't mean you have to. And it obviously set the Republicans off because she's basically telling women not to obey their husbands. And, you know, it's a little scandalous. And
I saw the backlash, like Fox News clips, and obviously.
Yeah, like they're so pissed. And I'm like, It's sad that that's even a thing, but it is, because we don't want to move backwards, but that is a big thing that still exists. Like
one of them, I forget who it was on the Republican side, was like so like appalled by it. And he's like, you're telling women to lie to their husbands. And I was like, this is a guy that like cheated on his wife. And
I mean, Donald Trump's got
an affair.
He's got 5 kids by 3 baby mamas. I mean, he's not exactly someone you want to model your family after. And then let's talk about J.D. Vance, Mr. Family Matters. He's in an interracial marriage. Yeah. His wife is like, he treats like his employee. He's the biggest fucking douchebag. Well, actually, I don't know who's worse.
Don't have, you know, are right-leaning or more than right-leaning, and they don't have children, and he doesn't think that you have a vote. So what are you gonna? So what do you?
Oh yeah, like I don't count to J.D. Vance. I'm the crazy cat lady.
Yeah. Well, you have dogs, but yeah.
Well, I'm a crazy dog lady.
Well, back to what we were saying about uneducated and like, and there is statistics about a lot of individuals that may not have degrees like support Trump. And back to that doesn't mean, I think people get offended by that statistic, but it doesn't mean that you're stupid. I know plenty of really smart people who chose not to go to college, and that's fine. That was your path.
Same.
I think education to me isn't about smart or stupid. I think it's about experience. It sounds cheesy, but it's true. You open up yourself to like different like perspectives and, you know, different individuals from different backgrounds. And so I think through a college experience, it shapes you a different way. And it's like a culture thing. When you have only ever grown up in your bubble with your family in the same town and, you know, nothing, there's nothing wrong with that, but you've never really branched out of that. And you've always kind of thought the same way, influenced each other in the same way.
I think your worldview is largely shaped by your environment. So what do you think about Tuesday? I didn't ask you. I gave you my thoughts. What are yours?
I hope that my worry is unnecessary and that good will prevail over evil.
Yeah.
I hope that there are, in fact, I know some Republicans that are voting Democrats secretly. Back to the Julia Roberts. I'm not talking about women like lying to their husbands. I just mean people that are registered Republicans and be like, he is not Republican. He is not the Republican Party. He doesn't represent us and we can't do it. And here's another thing back to education and why I think like having a government course is really important. And my left-leaning or left, I guess, far left friends won't appreciate me saying this. You don't have to vote the ticket the whole way. In other words, if you are so like against Democratic policies, then vote for Kamala, but then vote the Republican ticket the rest of the way. Because if you understand government, Congress has a lot of the power. They make or break presidencies, depending if it's a blue or red leaning Congress or somewhere in the middle. They, you know, our legislation, they hold the checkbook, they have the power to override a president's veto. They have a lot of power. And so Kamala is speaking as if she's going to be a president for all, and she's going to be bipartisan. She's even made comments about having Republicans in her cabinet. So why don't you hold her, you know, accountable to that? And if you can't stomach not voting Republican, keep this lunatic out of the White House, vote Kamala, and then vote Republican Congress or like your, you know, your state and local government.
Well, that definitely takes you back to your point previously about people not understanding entirely how government works. And I don't know that I agree with you, but I just don't know how the world will ever get to a place where everyone really understands all of that. Well, I have a question for you. I can't relate because I don't have children, but you have 2 girls that are going to be in the real world within 10 years. You know, what are your thoughts as a parent of the world we live in and of the state of our politics and the direction we could possibly go if he wins? Like, what does that make you think as a mom?
I'm scared to death, and I'm tired of people on my friends on the right telling me like I'm overreacting. It's not an overreaction. You know, you took when Roe was overturned, that was a sad day for me for many reasons. And I think a lot of people that I know felt the same way, because it's like, where do we go from here? Like if this is one thing, then what's next? And it's like the tipping of the scale. So, and the way he talks, like, It's just he does not support women, and I'm so tired of being told like I'm being ridiculous or he doesn't mean it. Well, where do you draw the line? Like, you believe the things he says that you want to believe, like his politics and his lack of plans and all these things. Like, he's so wonderful, and then he says other stupid shit, and people are like, oh well, he didn't mean that. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you an expert on what he means and what he doesn't mean and when he's lying and when he's telling the truth? But
that's a good point. Like, it's so disturbing. And you heard the other day, he said, I'm going to protect women whether they like it or not. Just the way he worded that. Right. Like, yes, I could step back and say, I'm not going to put so much weight in how he words things. We've all misspoken, you know, under the pressure or standing in front of being from the hip in an audience. So I don't normally defend him, but I can say, okay, maybe he didn't mean we're going to force you to let us protect you physically.
Yeah.
But it's consistent with his overall messaging. And that's where you're not overreacting.
Well, and I saw this quote and it was like so spot on. It was like, we don't want you to protect us. We want you to stop being the reason we need protection.
Ooh, I saw that somewhere too. That's good.
That was so good. I was like, absolutely. We're not asking or, you know, wanting your protection. We want you to stop being the reason that we need it in the first place. And so, yeah. Back to my kids. Like, I'm afraid for them.
I hope we're all not overreacting, but what I really hope is that our people and our fellow countrymen and women all do the right thing on Tuesday.
Yeah. Go blue.
Go blue. Go birds.
So let's move on to a lighter topic before we adjourn. So my kids will one of the kids that you know who goes to college, and they'll kill me for talking about it, but I don't pretend to think that they'd even listen to this. So maybe
right.
I'm safe.
We're not cool.
Yeah, I told them I was doing this. They're like, oh my God, they don't talk about that. They're like, oh God, that's dumb. So she's at college, right? She's a freshman, and she tells me that she has a date. And so I certainly wasn't going to pretend to or assume the gender. So I was like, oh, who's this person?
And who's the lucky individual?
Yeah, who's the person? Well, he, oh, okay, cool. So he, well, not cool. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Oh, I met him. He and blah, blah, blah. And I met him on Snapchat. And I said, okay. And listen, I'm not some old lady, crotchety old lady. Like, this is how kids, you know, engage.
Yeah, it's like the dating apps.
Yeah. But I was like, it does give me pause that you're going to go on a date with someone, but you have not met them. So how do I know this isn't like a 47-year-old, like, I don't know, psychopath that's pretending to be a kid?
That like sitting in his garage contacting
people.
Yeah, like,
no, he goes to Delaware. Does he go to Delaware? So here's the best part, though. She's like, I'm going to. Or I said, what are you going to do? And she said, oh, we're going to go to a movie on a Tuesday night, like 10 o'clock at night on a Tuesday. And I'm like, no, you're not. Like, I'm like, what? So I don't certainly want to live my life in fear. I try not to navigate my life in fear. And I certainly don't want my daughters to live their lives that way. But don't put yourself in positions you don't have to put yourself in. You never met the dude. Could you not have coffee in the morning someday in a public
But
place?
Also, the first date should never be a movie. You can't talk and get to know
right.
each other.
And maybe that's purposeful because you don't really want to talk. I don't
and,
know.
Like, maybe they're nervous. Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm a terrible dater. I'll be the first to understand the nervousness.
Well, so, and like, I was telling some of my friends, they're like almost kind of like, oh, Allie, you're like, you're overreacting. No, I'm not. Like, because first of all, it's my kid. So it's, I don't think overreaction is even a thing. It's my child. But, I've been to her campus. It's a gorgeous campus, but she lives like her part of campus is 20 minutes from main campus where the theater is. And at 10 o'clock at night movie on a Tuesday, there's not a lot of people walking around at 12:30 at night. So you're telling me you're going to leave the movie and then walk back to your dorm alone in the dark. And it's a beautiful campus, but it's like well wooded. And I'm like, uh-uh, that's not happening.
Meanwhile, let's take an aside to discuss your daughter unto itself. Like, she's got the heart of gold and probably is very trusting. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes. More so when it comes to animals over humans.
Well, no, yeah. Okay. So that's how I see her, because I know that side of her.
Right.
And she hasn't had a lot of dating experience. She's not like, she's new to this, and she's new to being an adult out in the world because she's a freshman.
Yeah.
So while it's wonderful for her to embrace her quote unquote new adulthood, and I think it's fantastic, I can understand how you as a parent would be like, what? Because all these firsts, and this is the route she takes.
Yeah. On a Tuesday, I'm going to walk home.
On a Tuesday, sitting in a dark theater that requires a 20-minute walk in the dark.
I know.
At 10 o'clock at night.
Yo, Mom, I met this dude on, like, you know, Snapchat, and he wants to go to a Korn concert in Jersey City on Saturday at midnight, okay? And I'm like, no, what?
Like, it's like she could send you a text while you're in the middle of a meeting on a Wednesday and can't respond or get on the phone with her, and says something so wild, like, oh, I met this guy. We're going to take the Greyhound into Center City and go see the Rocky Horror Picture Show 2 a.m. And I met him.
I'm going to meet him at the station, and I don't know which character he's going to be dressed as.
Right. That's right, because the Rocky Horror Picture, you have to dress up as one of the characters, yeah. Which I've never been to.
I have. It's a little zany, but it's an experience. Well, so flash forward, the date happened. She went.
Yeah.
She did change the time. I mean, it wasn't that much better, but it was 7. And one of my friends was like, was that better? I'm like, yeah, it's better than 10.
Yeah, and for sure.
Yeah. And like I tracked her to when she got home. I wanted to make sure she got home okay. But the kid actually walked her home. So it was everything worked out fine. I didn't overreact. It wasn't unnecessary, right, to be worried and make the right position, right? So anyway, fast forward. Now they're today. This was a couple weeks ago. So today they're going to a drag show together. So,
so it's kind of like the Rocky Horror Picture Show today.
Exactly. You were clairvoyant there. They have one on campus, as a fun thing. Back to red versus blue. I don't even.
Oh my God. I know.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, so this was our first Chattitude podcast. We'll have to come up with some fun topics for next time.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah. So I didn't come up with a sign off. And actually when I started the show, I was kind of saying, I didn't anticipate that we'd have a single listener anyway. So.
Right. Well, we probably don't.
Sign off is warranted. Yeah.
Let it rip.
So thank you, Debbie, for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
New topics in the future, and we'll see where this thing takes us. Who knows? But go Birds.
All right, go Birds.
So that brings me to the close of my first ever episode of my first ever podcast. Thanks if you did happen to listen and stayed the whole way. Thank you. Hopefully we came out of the election hole and tried to end on a little bit of a lighter note. And I definitely will not look to talk about election or politics or anything in the very near future. And I just hope to continue this and have fun. And thank you for listening.